Hi there. The word for today is, put on the garment of praise. In Isaiah 61 verse 3, the Bible speaks of the garment of praise in exchange for the spirit of heaviness. Praise works like a magnifying glass. It causes what you're focusing on to get bigger or to be magnified. That's why David said in Psalm 34 verse 3, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. It's a mistake to wait until you've no problems, fewer problems, or your problems are solved before you praise the Lord. Praise is one of the great scriptural keys to problem solving, and I'll tell you why. It gets the focus off you and the situation, and unto God, who is the problem solver. Charles Spurgeon said, and I quote, "My happiest moments are when I'm worshipping God, really adoring the Lord Jesus Christ. In that worship, I forget the cares of the church and everything else. To me, it is the nearest approach to what it will be like in heaven." Now, God has promised us the garment of praise in exchange for the spirit of heaviness. And it works like this. When you begin to praise him with a heavy heart, you experience a new sense of hope and joy. Through worship, you're reminded that God is bigger than the situation you face, and that he's not only capable of managing your concerns, but he's willing, wanting, and waiting to do it. The psalmist wrote Psalm 119, verse 164, "Seven times a day I praise you." So, fill your day with praise. Don't just take coffee breaks and tea breaks. Why don't you start having praise breaks? And begin to praise God for two things. Number one is attributes, or character qualities, like his power, his love, his grace, his favor, his guidance. And number two, praise him for his acts. Recall his goodness to you. Go ahead, take off that spirit of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. That's the word for you today.